She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
I don't know. I think that's a lot of pressure. I do it. But the whole passionate part, I do agree with, and I have to tell you something. I have a friend, and I basically do everything she asks or says to do. She's one of those people who knows what I'm about, and she suggests something, and I'm like, okay, I just say yes, and I just do it. And I've been pretty good with her advice so far, and a couple months ago, she's like, you got to meet this guy. And so you know what? I met this guy. And I'm so thrilled and so passionate about bringing him to my show as a regular contributor, Ray Deustar. Hang on, Ray. I'm going to give you a little bit of an intro. He's going to be with me every single week. I am so excited because why he has more passion in his little pinky than most people that I meet throughout the day. And I met him and I was once again not surprised that heeding my friend's advice got me into a great space and meeting great people. Ray, I want to bring you on because I've said before that people change because of either desperation, okay, because they're desperate, they have to, back us up against the wall. And certainly that happens a lot with health. Or by inspiration, because you know what? They're tired of being tired and they're going to inspire themselves or they've been inspired by somebody else and they're just going to go for it. You have a story that, in my opinion, really combines both, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to coming on every week and really just talking about the things I'm passionate about. And you nailed it when you introed me about the passion, because that's what it's all about with me. My story is one that was on its way toward desperation, and then I decided to do something about it, and it now has become inspiration. So that's a perfect way to think about it.
Yeah, and I'm just for the listeners out there, and to let them know what they're getting themselves into this segment, is that as I teased it, hey, can juicing really keep you off your prescribed medications? You've been prescribed with something, and what do? You just take it, or what do you do? Or let's say, what did you do?
You've said it many times. You're like, you've got to be your own primary care doctor, and that's exactly what I did. So here's my story. It's February 2012, a little over a year and a half ago, and I go into my doctor for my annual checkup. So he does a blood test, and it comes back, and surprisingly, because I thought I knew what I was doing, I thought I was a fit guy. I looked fit on the exterior, but it comes back, and my cholesterol is high. So my cholesterol is 234. My LDL, which you know is the bad cholesterol, is 132. And basically, without much of a discussion about it, he says, hey, you know what? You need to go on Lipitor. So he writes me a prescription for Lipitor. He basically says, I've got a family history of high cholesterol, which I do, by the way. My dad, my mom, my brother, they're all on Lipitor. So according to my PCP at the time, hey, Ray, you're predisposed to high cholesterol. There's really nothing you can do about it. Here's your prescription. Go get it filled. And you know what? That just wasn't the answer. That just wasn't good enough for me. And I basically asked him, I said, you know, give me 6 months. Let me see what I can do with this, and I'll come back after 6 months if I have not brought it down to a manageable level, which a lot of people, they say is under 200 or 200 or under, then I will heed your advice and I'll go on Lipitor.
So let me interrupt you for 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, let me interrupt you for 1 second. There's a couple things. I mean, there's a lot of things I love about you, your passion, but there's a couple things that I love about this story. A lot of people out there, a lot of my listeners, a lot of the people that I see in my practice, they start getting mad at their doctors. And I got to tell you something. The thing that you did, you didn't become a victim. You didn't become a victim of being prescribed. You became a partner. And as you said, I say primary care provider because doctor is one thing, but providing care is another thing. You became a partner in this process. You asked for some time. You asked to kind of go do a little bit of homework, and then you're going to come back and sort of bond and connect with this practitioner. I feel that that's just such an amazing thing because too many people, I feel, create a victim out of themselves, and they're like, oh, my doctor. I'm like, hey, You got to be able to take that. This is the whole thing about this show is mindful medicine. Wake up and use your own mind. Partner with the people that you have in your plan, etc. Anyways, I'm sorry. Keep going because I love you. You got to get through this because I love this.
You got it. And you know, today we're blessed with something called the internet, and we've got access to information and got access to things that we didn't have 10 or 12 or 15 years ago. So you can basically study up and figure out for yourself at the end of the day, do you agree with the medical course that your doctor is taking you down? And that's exactly what I did. So I took to the internet. I discovered some amazing documentaries, which if you haven't seen them, I've got them all on my website called everydayjuicer.com. There's a link that says watch documentaries. I'm talking about things like Food Inc., Food Matters, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, which is about juicing, Forks Over Knives. There's some really, really great documentaries out there. And I watched them all. And from all that, I basically decided, you know, this fresh vegetable juicing thing makes a lot of sense to me. This is something I'm going to give a try. So I bought a juicer, not an expensive one. I think I spent $100 on a juicer. And I started juicing, and I started juicing, and I started experimenting, and I started creating recipes. Next thing you know, I find myself literally, and I mean literally, juicing every single day. I'm looking forward to the juicing process. I fine-tune it by making the juices taste better by, let's say, adding a lemon or a lime. And then I started adding some spices. I started spicing it up with some turmeric, a little bit of cayenne, some ground black pepper. Next thing you know, it is about a month into it, and I literally probably juiced 28 of the 30 days in that month, and it just felt like an absolute $1 million. So I kept doing it. 4 months into the process, I completely felt different. I lost about 6 pounds, which I didn't even think I had to lose. My cravings were gone. I mean, completely gone. No more kettle chips, no more pumpkin pie from Costco. I didn't even crave it. I stopped eating cheese, not because of any reason besides I just didn't crave it anymore. So I realized, man, this juicing is really working, and why it's working is because I took the best parts of the vegetable, which is in the liquid, all the phytonutrients, all the minerals, all the fantastic properties of a vegetable, which no one can argue, condensed it into a liquid form. So I took all the fiber away, and that absorbed into my bloodstream at, you know, within minutes, right down to a cellular level. So what I learned was the bioavailability, which is just a fancy word for, you know, how your body can use something from vegetable juice, is no different than when you, let's say, have a glass of wine or have a cup of coffee and you feel the effect of that. Liquid form absorbed into your body just like those. And what happened with me was, finally, probably for the first time in my life, my body was being properly nourished, and so I was able to eliminate the processed sugars, able to eliminate all the other stuff that, quite frankly, maybe fed my body but didn't nourish my body. So what are the results? 4 months later, I go back for another blood test. My top line cholesterol is 168. So that's 234 down to 168 in 4 months.
Hey, Ray, I got 60 seconds, so give me 40 more seconds of what's going on here. Love
it. You got it. Top line, 234 to 168. My LDL, the bad one, from 132 to 102. And next thing you know, my skin is better, my nails are better, my hair grows better. And the bottom line is, if you're not juicing on an everyday basis or as close to that, you're missing out, because it is the best thing and the closest thing to the fountain of youth there is out there.
All right, so this is Ray Dustar. He's the Everyday Juicer at everydayjuicer.com. He's going to be with me every single week. You heard a little bit of his initial story, and there is so, so, so much more. So you got to be able to stay tuned, because we are going to have so much fun and give you so much great information for you to stay well, because that's what we do here on Radio MD and radiomd.com.